Now, we're certainly pleased with the win last Saturday afternoon. It was a hard-fought game, and we had a lot of adversity. It's always encouraging when maybe you don't play your best football, but find a way to be resourceful and put some points on the board and keep them out of the end zone enough to win. So we're really pleased with the victory over Northern Iowa. Our next opponent has given us fits through the last several years. We've had some great close games with them. Missouri State matches up well schematically with us. And so we're anticipating a really competitive game this Saturday in the Fargo Dome. So at this time, questions.
Coach, why else besides schematically do you think Missouri State gives you guys so much fits?
Well, I think some of it with the matchup, we've always had a hard time in our offensive scheme with the 3-4 and the style of 3-4 that they play. I mean, they've got some strong physical guys inside, and we've always had a difficult time getting movement on them. So that takes us out of a lot of our game offensively. We're not a team that spreads people out, and so. You know, they're stout and strong inside, and that's always been a challenge for us. Offensively, it's a flip side. They're a wide-open offense, spread offense, and so some of our advantage with our size and strength inside, that gets neutralized because they spread the field out, and, you know, they've got good athletic guys. And Terry Allen, I think, described their football team to a T. They're very dangerous. Because of that style of play, things can go really good for them, or it can go really bad. As you watch the tape, I'm baffled at the record because they've got good players and they play hard, and they've been in a lot of games and they've lost a lot of close games. So I'm sure it's been disappointing for them, but we've got our hands full this week.
In years past, you've shuffled the offensive line when they faced the 3-4. Is that a possibility this week?
Well, we got a lot of shuffling to do. You know, as you saw going into this game, we're going to find out a little bit more where we're at health-wise. We're anticipating our starting offensive line to be back, so that's certainly going to be helpful, but I'll know more as the week goes along.
Health-wise, how are you coming out? How's Jack Lankers? Any update there?
You know, I would say he'd be listed as doubtful right now. We'll know a little bit more. Of course, you know, we were told Gimmestead was a no-go, and he was able to go, so... Stay tuned.
Is Gimmestead maybe the biggest question mark, Craig, for starting on?
I would think Plankers would be more of a question mark than Gimmestead, quite frankly.
But for starters, I mean, would he be the biggest? I mean, Colville will be back. Will he be the biggest?
Yes, yeah. I would think Kimmy would be, but he finished the game and came in. And, you know, reports were it's going to be good to go this week.
So did you lose anybody, Craig, extended period of time for the year? Anything along those lines?
No, we have not. Nope.
It's just a bruised up team after that
game. Yeah, and you know what, Jeff, after watching the game too, it was a physical, violent football game. There was bodies flying around everywhere, and so a lot of guys that are kind of limping along, but our guys usually find a way to get the field on Saturday.
Craig, TV caught you and Farley not exactly having the best handshakes, or saying something.
You know, a lot of people have asked me that. You know, I'd mentioned to Coach Farley I was concerned, you know, about his son when he broke his leg. I had broke my leg when I was in college too. Did the same thing, and we talked about that a little bit. And he congratulated me on the win. So I don't know, you know, if there was some. I certainly didn't feel like there's anything. I have a great deal of respect for Coach Farley, and I wish those guys the best for the rest of the year.
Coach, this two straight weeks you had kind of a slow start in offense in terms of points and penalties. Is there any way to counteract that, I guess, in practice?
You know, sometimes we'll go out and we'll try to feel out an offense to see, or excuse me, a defense to see how they're going to be. And Coach Vegan is pretty deliberate as far as just maybe not opening up the playbook early. I think it's important for us to stay on task. So, you know, last year we played really well defensively against Missouri State, particularly in the first half, and did not capitalize on a lot of the production that our defense had. And so we'll need to be more productive, particularly early in the first half against Missouri State if we want to have a shot to win.
Was the plan to play Hines at center all along all week?
Yeah, you know what? Well, when Gimme went down, we looked and said, what's our best combination? And got Colville had played guard, so the plan was to go with Colville and Jesse. And so that's what we went into until, you know, 10 o'clock Saturday morning.
So nothing to do with the fact you wanted a heavier guy at center?
No,
than the 3-4.
No.
Coach, your team has rallied from deficits, you know, 13, 14 points mm-hmm. a couple times this year. And I know you understand it's great to have that resolve, but are you concerned that you can't keep putting yourself in positions like
this? Well, we're just glad we're winning football games. You get concerned. What I was concerned about, Jamal, more than that, was, you know, fumbling a kickoff return by a guy who's, a great returner, dropping a pass interception. Certainly those aren't things that those players want to do. And sometimes you get in a flow of a game and you're going, wow, this is a really talented team we're playing. We need to be making those plays. And so that's maybe more of a concern than getting behind. We've got to just execute better. We had a couple jumps in the first half, and I think you can attribute that. Certainly you got two offensive linemen and they haven't played, but, you know, just the productivity on those other plays, I think we need to do a better job.
What is wrong with Jack Pointers?
Got a knee meniscus tear in there.
Had he played guard before?
No. No.
Looked like he played okay.
He did, yep. He did. You know, Jack's a smart guy and big, strong, physical guy, and did a good job while he was in there.
Coach, your defense hasn't allowed a fourth quarter touchdown since November of last year.
I wasn't aware of that one.
Is it conditioning? What in your mind is it shaking out like that when your team has been so good?
Well, I think you need to, the first thing to look at the time of possession our offense has had. I mean, if you look at what's gone on in the fourth quarter, our offense typically in the fourth quarter will grind people down, and doesn't matter who it is, whether it's Kansas State or Northern Iowa, both really good programs, and so that helps. You stay fresh, and then if we're able to be up on people, you know, that changes the complexion. They become one-dimensional. Northern Iowa, that last drive, certainly, you know, our guys, it's a whole lot easier playing defensive end when you're not going to get any run threat. You can just pin your ears back, so that's helped.
C.J. Smith, you said he had hurt his shoulder last week, but was still able to go. Was he not? Did you not think you would have him centered?
Did not. Didn't think we'd have him on Wednesday. He was injured on Tuesday. Didn't think we'd have him on Wednesday. Came out and tried to do some things on Thursday. Did enough things to where he looked fairly good and was cleared to go ahead and play. And so we started him, and he played well.
How has he been progressing throughout the year?
Excellent. He's really taken the coaching from John Richardson well. He's worked on his technique. He runs the field well. He's got good athleticism. You saw in the last interception, went up and caught the ball at the highest point. I think he's become more of a physical player, and he's understanding our defensive scheme better.
Coach, second half stats, how much do you attribute to Kramer, physical conditioning, and all that? And all the players do.
Thanks for bringing that up. Many times, as coaches, position coaches and coordinators, we get a lot of credit for what's going on, but I would say more than half your games are won in the summertime, in the off season. And once that work is put in, Jeff, you either have it or you don't. And if you have it, you know, that's a big, big asset. And a combination, one's Jim's his technical, his skill set as far as understanding strength and conditioning, and then his ability to relate that to our players and players buying into that, and then, you know, recruiting the right type of guys that are committed to working hard. And you've got no answer for that in the fourth quarter. Those long drives in the defensive front particularly, those things don't happen by accident. And I think it's great that our players are acknowledging Jim, and I certainly would like to also.
When you brought him with you, right?
No. He was hired. After the first year I was a head football coach, we went through an interview process. We had a change in strength and conditioning there, and Coach Kramer was out the U.S. Olympic Training Academy. He had worked with Northern Iowa prior, though. So, yeah, it's been a great, great match.
Well, you've been around a bunch of those guys. What sets him apart?
Well, he's always trying to do the, you know, everything he can to be innovative as far as new exercises, and then, you know, looking at ways to work on explosion, change the direction. And I think the biggest thing is those players know he's invested in them. He's emotionally invested. He gives of his time. And the players really, really believe. And, you know, if Coach Kramer says something, he says, you know what, you need to do this and that, they do it.
Coach, talk about Kerry Woods and his mm-hmm. progression. And is he challenging for more playing time?
Well, after, you know, he'd been doing well during fall camp, and then Saturday's game, you know, that was a big-time catch against a really good defense. And you know, we're looking at a repetition what's been positive. We've found more and more players to be able to play meaningful reps. And where Kerry initially maybe was thought of going in as a guy that, okay, he's a substitute wide receiver. You saw him play at a critical time of the game and throw I thought it was a great pass, but it was a pretty difficult catch in the end zone, so we're encouraged about that.
There's not like a lot of teams, Coach, that have a margin for error where you can make some of the mistakes. I think you made Saturday and still beat a team like Northern Iowa. Is that surprising that you're able to do that?
A little bit. You know, and I know, I think a little bit because, you know, I was in the middle of the game. I've coached long enough to go, okay, you know what, you keep on not shooting yourself in the foot, but not taking advantage. When Christian Dudzik drops an interception, and you go, well, that's 7 points right there. Same thing against Kansas State. You go, okay, after a while, we're going to need to start cashing in on this. So, it's been my experience is that when you're able to win and those things don't align right, that gives you a pretty good understanding that you've got a pretty broad-based good football team.
Coach, you don't have any four-year starters, but one of them is Michael Murphy. What has made Murph so good as a long snapper, and especially considering the year that Ben LeCompte has had?
Well, Murph is, he's been very consistent, and the snappers kind of like the fire department. Nobody knows about him until all of a sudden there's an emergency. Something bad's happened, and as Murph's always answered the bell, he's been very consistent.
Do you keep a stat, unofficial stat, on hits to the quarterback, legal hits to the quarterback, and how does that play into your defense if it does at all? It looked like Cole Morgan was pick himself up a lot off the turf.
You know what? We have not kept a stat, but there's been a kind of running tally. You know, after so many hits, it takes a toll on a guy. We are mindful that quarterback is protected. There's always a fine line to make sure if he's getting hit that it's a legal hit. You don't want to have something that's late. But we had more hurries and more pressure on him than what we've had on a Northern Iowa quarterback since I've been here. And without question, I think that had a toll on him. And, we are going to continue to do the best we can to harass these guys.
Outside of that 85-yard touchdown, did the defense, were you happy with how the defense played overall?
I'm happy with the effort. I think that there's some things execution-wise that we can improve on. Probably are not apparent to the naked eye in the stands. The effort was very good. The 85-yard run's a concern, though. But that's an excellent running back. But that's a concern. He broke three tackles and ran away from us.
Coach, when preparing for a game like this, do you take more from what Missouri State did in their win against Illinois State, or more from what they did in their loss to South Dakota?
You know what? We look at it all, and there's a lot of different things. And we'll look at last year's game extensively, also just the matchups, because they have a lot of players that are returning that played against us. So, you know, between last year's game, previous years, and then what they've done this year that, you know, they've done well, we're going to plan on that.
The guys know about the struggles of Missouri State. I don't know if they remember last year. Was this something that you'll bring up with them? Like they had a hard time with this team?
We'll acknowledge it, but our guys have a really acute memory. I mean, we've had a hard time. I mean, it was a couple of years ago we had a playoff game. We go down there and lose 3-0. This has been a dogfight for us, and we're anticipating it'll be that way this year.
You talked a little bit about them being a dangerous team, Coach. Can you tell me where have they maybe missed opportunities, or where have they struggled maybe against some of their opponents?
Right. You know, I think some things in the kicking game, they've had some challenges there, which has hurt them. And then turnovers have come into play. You know, the quarterbacks, a dangerous quarterback throwing the ball, but if you look at his efficiency rating, it's not been great. and so sometimes they put the ball in harm's way. That's hurt them. And then I think that there's some times that they've given up some big plays, and that's hurt them as well.